Welcome to the Boston Globe podcast with Peter Post. Peter Post writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe and is also the co-author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business. If you'd like Peter to answer any of your etiquette questions, send them to bizmanners, that's BIZMANNERS, at globe.com. I'm Doreen Vigue, an assistant business editor at The Globe. And Peter, we have a lot of topics to cover today, so let's get started.
Sounds like great to me.
Well, since it is the season to be jolly and all that, we have a lot of people in their cubes wondering what the right way is when it comes to, or what the right thing to do is when it comes to holiday cards and gifts. Who gets what, Peter Post?
Well, you know, holiday cards and gifts, particularly, you know, as it relates to the workplace, is a big question we get every year. And the reality is, I think you want to give gifts to the people only that you really want to give them to, who are coworkers. And if you're going to give them a gift, don't do it in the office where other people see you giving the gift. Do it privately. Do it as a thing that you do for a friend, any other friend you would do at their home or outside of work, or meet them for a drink afterwards.
Right, or have lunch or something, but don't make a big show of it in your cube.
Exactly. That's because all you're doing is just making the people who aren't getting a gift feel like left out. And that's not your goal. Your goal is to enjoy the gift-giving with the people you want to give the gift to.
Right. And do cards should be delivered to someone's home so no one knows who's getting what anyway, right?
Particularly in the work environment. That way, you know, first of all, it isn't a work thing. It's a personal thing. And so do it as part of your personal life, not your work life. And that way the people that you don't, you might work in a place with 50, 75 people, and you don't really want to send a card to every one of them. This way you can send it to just the people you want, and it's kept at that personal level and not as part of the work.
Right. Good advice. Yeah. Now, what about the boss? Does the boss get a gift? Do bosses give gifts? What is the etiquette when it comes to you and the boss and gift giving?
I think probably the simplest thing is a sort of maxim, always down but never up, okay? And the idea there is that a worker bee, so to speak, a worker shouldn't be giving a gift individually to a boss. It's perfectly okay for a group of people in an office to get together and give the boss a gift. But stay out of the situation in which you're an individual giving the boss a gift, and as a result of that, there might be some competition. It almost is like competitive giving, you know?
Right.
And we don't need to get into that competitive gift-giving thing. Let's keep it to being something that doesn't set up you against me compared to our boss.
Because if you're giving a gift, then that signifies to everybody else that you're sucking up and trying to curry favor. Is that it?
I think that's a significant part of it. I think people would see it as, what are you doing? I remember a guy asking one time, he says, you know, I gave my boss a gift of a bottle of wine. And was that okay to do that? And I said, not really, because if you gave a $20 bottle of wine, the person who comes along right after you give them a $30 bottle of wine somehow end up being in a better position than
right.
you, maybe getting
right.
a little bit more favor from the boss. And you don't want to be in that position.
Right, and some poor middle manager is taking out a second mortgage to get the guy a wine cellar by the time Christmas rolls around.
Exactly, and you know what? There are so many good gifts that a group can get together and give that it's really worth it. You know, the best ones that I like are things like a gift certificate to a restaurant, or if he's particular lover of something like opera or the theater, maybe two tickets to a show or to an opera. Those kinds of things are the kind of gifts you give. Think about things that the person would enjoy that are part of their personal life that you've learned a little bit about the boss from.
But what if you ask and people don't want to contribute, though, then that's a problem, too. So if it's a group gift but some people just don't like the boss and had no intention of giving the boss a present, won't the boss know that you're the one who didn't kick in if your name's not on the card?
Well, he will know you're one of the ones that didn't give in. I would look at it from a different point of view. I'd look at the point of view that, boy, this sure relieves me of a lot of hassle.
Right.
Do I not?
Right.
All of that kind of thing. I think I'm going to be a part of this and be a part of it. In this particular case, I think it's one of those situations in the office giving routine where it's a real good idea to be a part of it.
Right. Put in your $10.
Yeah.
Spread the good cheer and move along.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a, you know, it's pretty much a part of the game and you should be doing it. Whereas the boss can give presents down. In other words, that's okay for him to give, you know, individual people in the workspace presents. If he's not going to give one to everybody, again, make it a personal thing. Do it outside of work.
And shouldn't those be fairly generic, too, and not too personal? We've all seen the show The Office, and we know what he's capable of. But my boss should not be giving me anything near what this guy would be giving someone.
Correct. No, it shouldn't be a personal item. It shouldn't be clothing. especially anything like lingerie would be a real big mistake, okay? But
when is lingerie ever appropriate to be giving at the office? There must be some point. No?
No,
never? Okay.
No. Just stay away from
okay.
it. And the reason is there's so many other good things that you could give that aren't fraught with danger.
Right. So keep away from the danger zones.
Yeah, exactly.
It's safe to say.
And you'll be a much happier person.
Is it also safe to say, and this is the last thing we'll talk about on gifts, if the boss does something extra special for you, say you were ill during the year and he lets you have days off and whatnot, is that a personal gift you should give outside the office as well?
Precisely.
So it's not...
Give it outside the office.
Okay.
Don't do it as part of the office. Do it as a real thank you for all of what he did to you special that year. I think that would be a very nice gesture. But definitely do it outside of the office. Don't let other workers see that you're doing it. Make it a part of it. Make it something that's between you and the boss.
Great. Peter Post, thank you again so much. Remember, Peter Post writes the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe and is also the co-author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business. If you'd like Peter to answer your questions, send them to bizmanners, that's bizmanners@globe.com. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.